Lord, bless the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts, for you are our rock and our Redeemer.
Amen.
Amen. So here we are on the other side of Christmas. I sincerely hope that each of you had moments of joy and gladness in your day. But if you are as human as my family and I, your holiday will also have had some human foibles and at least a moment or two of bickering or disappointment. For most of us, the glory of celebrating Christ's arrival gets mixed up with our very ordinary human selves and the ordinary tasks of wrapping all the presents and getting the roast in the oven, negotiating the stress and the joys of family. Every year, a heap of hope and imperfection. William Shakespeare famously said, "The course of true love never did run smooth." And he says that in a speech in Midsummer Night's Dream, his romantic comedy. And he was speaking about romantic love when he said that, but it's equally true about the love between parents and children, and the love among siblings, and the love among good friends. True love encounters difficulties, both small and large. Love takes practice, even on Christmas Day. Love takes practice. So now we're in the season of Christmastide, a 12-day season to enjoy the miracle of Christmas, and to also consider what Christmas will ask for from us. Every year at this time of year, I'm haunted by a poem written by the Reverend Dr. Howard Thurman. He was the Dean of Religious Life at Boston University in the 1950s, and he was the first African-American dean of any American university. And he was also a mentor and friend to the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. So because of who he was, and because of his job, and because of his friendship with Dr. King, Thurman came to know a lot about true love and the power and the complexity and the cost of practicing a life of true love. And I hope that his poem begins to haunt you today. Many years ago, not far from this church, he wrote, "When the song of the angels is stilled, when the star in the sky is gone, when the kings and princes are home, when the shepherds are back with their flocks, then the work of Christmas begins. To find the lost, to heal the broken, to feed the hungry, to rebuild the nations, to bring peace among brothers, to make music in the heart." In secular culture, and also with happiness in this church, we sing about partridges and pear trees. But in our modern understanding of the 12 days of Christmas, I think it's largely been limited to those five rings and those partridges. We could even say that our holy imagination about the purpose and pleasures of Christmastide have been stunted. Contrary to our secular culture, the major purpose of the 2 weeks after Christmas is not blowout sales in large commercial stores. It's something much deeper and much, much better. It's this invitation that Dr. Howard Thurman just made to us a moment ago. On Christmas Day, we celebrate the miraculous birth of our Lord and Savior by feasting and exchanging gifts. In Christmastide, we're invited to shift our focus from material gifts to spiritual challenges. How do we honor the presence of Christ in our own lives? How do we honor the presence of Christ in our own day? And reflecting on this question is simultaneously easier and harder than getting that Christmas roast in the oven or making sure that every child gets the equal number of presents. This question requires less physical labor, but a great deal more soulful labor. And as a beginning, we need to ask ourselves, what spiritual equipment is needed? What do we lack? A kinder heart? A bolder commitment to justice? An easier grace in giving or asking for forgiveness? The willingness to make room in our schedules for charitable work? Christ himself came to the stable so he could grow to be a man who does find the lost, who does heal the broken, who feeds the hungry, releases the prisoner, rebuilds, brings peace. And Christ tells us he does this so that we might have life and have it abundantly. Dean Thurman tells us to be sure our soul is as alive as the rest of us. And he tells us to make music in the heart. That is to do whatever it is we need to do so that we are thriving and helping others to thrive on this planet Earth. Existence alone is much too small a goal. So Christmas celebrates Jesus' birth, but the space and the readings of Christmastide ask us to wrestle with the purpose of Christ's coming and our own role as Christ's followers. God interwove a mandate of justice and mercy into Christ's birth, and we can't have one without the other. Our striving for justice and mercy is part of that stable's demanding call to us, right along with those oxen lowing and cooing to baby Jesus. We need to remember, even though we know it, that Christmas is not about the glorification of babyhood or even the baby Christ. It's about the reality of God bent low and taking on human form in order to suffer and serve and finally redeem humankind. And in Christmastide, we're called to engage with the justice and mercy making which are required of those who follow in Christ's footsteps. We participate in the 12 days of Christmas by looking inward and outward and seeing where our own energy can help build God's kingdom. And since this is the fifth day of Christmastide, you and I have 7 days left to contemplate what that spiritual work might need to be. We have 7 more days to decide how our labor could really contribute to the wholeness and wellness of our particular corner of the world. And some of the choices are obvious, but still soul-stirring. We could donate to a local charity. We could serve one meal at the Pearl Street Cupboard and Cafe. We could buy one homeless person a cup of coffee. We could apologize or make amends to one person or one person a day until we feel a shift inside ourselves. Christ came to wake us up to the remarkable opportunities of mercy and love and justice within our very human, imperfect lives. And this year is our year to find ourselves flourishing in the work of Christmas and the calling of the gospel. The light does shine in the darkness, and the darkness cannot overcome it. True love finds a way. Amen.